I'm going to be reading from different essays from my new creative nonfiction book called Swerve. And the first essay is called Accidental Wildlife, and I'm going to read the beginning of it. I drag my shadow, a recalcitrant animal, behind me. I enter a rainforest with meadows and a spectacular waterfall that's situated in the Olympic National Park near Lake Crescent. It's summer, and I argue with my pants and long-sleeved shirt about the heat, while thick green leaves brush my face, mottling my cheeks with both darkness and light as I move past them. I stand tree still, smelling moist, warm earth, in order to watch what races around me, insects, clouds, birds, air, a plane scissoring through sky. There are more than a few ways of seeing the world. One is animal and another is human. With these choices, one is present, the other moves through time into the past or the future. The next essay I'm going to read from is called Surveillance of the Ruined. My hands resemble drying leaves as I brush them over my playing cards. My skin is brown from a Montana summer because this is a poker game among mostly friends who know each other. It is more interesting when someone lies. I'm pretty good at poker. Two new men that I don't know sit around the circular wooden table. One is shorter and older, with long gray hair, and the other one is tall, dark-haired, with glasses and a complicated nose. The latter one beats me, which makes me angry and curious. He is the man that becomes my first husband. And this is a list from an essay called My Mouth Preventatively Closed. And the title of this part is Please Don't Do This to a Writer. Leave an animal as a gift on the writer's doorstep. Assume any of the writer's characters are him or her. Recant your exciting life unless a writer can steal from it. Say that you also love a terrible book or author. Assume no part of a writer's characters are him or her. Ask a writer how much money they make while you are using a hand puppet. Decide to show any writer your underpants. Assume a neurosis keeps the writer scrawling words. Hope that the writer's books come to your local drugstore. Ask the writer's book to help you in a way that no other book has been able to help you yet. And the last essay I'm going to read from is called Future Notes Under Stones. I am lurching over uneven earth. It's so dry near the beach at Golden Gardens Park that there are only sinews of straw and lumps that were once grass scattered over bare ground. My body creases then collapses onto a bench outdoors as if some violence had been done to it. But I'm just tired and too warm. I watch water fold over again and again in waves in Puget Sound in Seattle, a city known for rain that has had none for months. There is some evidence of wildlife, a small, jagged, partial raccoon body among plants, a long, thin gray tail squirming behind a rock, and a rind of fur left near a bush. In Montana, where I once lived, I saw a wolf running with a rib cage in its mouth near some abandoned, graffitied buildings in the middle of nowhere. When I followed its path, I found an unknown animal's tooth, but it didn't tell me which way to go to find the wolf or how to avoid climate change. Thank you.